Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back. So good to be with you. I'm really grateful for your generosity. Phones look great. I have about 50-some minutes to hang out with you today, so stay with me. I want to talk to you about a cross. You know, Mike, our executive vice president of programming, Mike Kendall, is just talking about the fact he started 18 years ago at Relevant Radio, and it's amazing where we have come in such a short span of time. It's pretty amazing. I joined in August of 2004. I'd been on the air a little bit earlier with them, just for a day or two. Actually, I was part of a pledge drive before I even worked for him, before Relevant, and I came on to what was a very fledgling apostolate, and God is really using it in a powerful way. And one of the gifts that I was given the day that I was hired was a cross. It was the San Damiano cross. Now, of course, we've been talking a lot about Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa of Calcutta and Francis of Assisi, they lived, what, seven centuries apart? But the same Spirit of God, it empowered, it animated them both. And it was because of the Holy Spirit working in their lives that they both, there's this great parallel, right? They both cared for the poor. And they did it with so much love that their lives were transformed, and people started following them so they could imitate their lives, you know, more closely. The story of St. Francis is a powerful one. If you don't know it, I think we'll share a little bit of it with you today. But I want to share with you a little bit about this cross as well, because it's one of the gifts that you can have today if you call 877-291-0123. We want to make sure you have it. St. Francis, his background, he, of course, was a young playboy, right? His father was very wealthy. He blew through his father's money, and his father was a very successful cloth merchant. And, you know, Francis constantly threw these parties for friends, and he went to war, or tried to go to war. He was injured in a fight. He was imprisoned. He got out. He went back home a changed man. I'm going to give you the thumbnail of his story. And just tried to go to war again, but ended up, you know, giving away his armor and his horse and going back home to Assisi on foot. And he began to pray a lot and became fond of a very small church, one that was basically in ruins on the outskirts of the town. It was a church known as the Church of San Damiano. And hanging in that church was a painted crucifix. Scholars think that, you know, it was probably created in maybe the 12th century. Well, one day when Francis was praying and gazing at the cross, he saw the lips and the face of Jesus part, and he heard the words, "Francis, go and rebuild my church, which you can see is falling down around you." And that was a definitive moment, a defining moment for Francis. And, of course, he thought he had to rebuild the church. Of course, the Lord didn't mean it literally. It was more figuratively. And, of course, Francis dedicated his life to that mission. But it was a defining moment for him. And that cross now has been replicated. And as I said, I have one. My colleague here, Mike, has one. Everybody at Relevant Radio, when they're hired, is given one. It's a powerful, beautiful cross. And there's so much symbolism in it. I've invited Father Jonathan St. Andre, who's a Franciscan friar of the Third Order regular, to stop by and to explain a little bit what this cross is that you're going to get. And if you don't have one, I would encourage you to pick one up. He serves as vice president of Franciscan Life at Franciscan University of Steubenville, where he puts forth, you know, the whole mission and charism of St. Francis of Assisi and St. Clair before that university community. And he joins us today for a couple minutes. Father, thanks for your time. Thanks for your yes, for your vocation. Good to talk with you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Drew. It's great to be with you.
Now, I know I just did a disservice to St. Francis by just, you know, broad brushing what is a very detailed and powerful story.
But
just want to give the broad view of his life. You know, let's talk a little bit about him before we talk about the cross or stigmata or anything else. Before that famous encounter with God, what was Francis doing in his life? I think some people have the impression that was his point of conversion, but maybe bring us back in time. Fill us in on who this man was and why God chose him.
Sure, absolutely. You know, well, I mean, Francis grew up in a very Catholic time. But it was a time also in the world, in the church, where even as now, where people were really spiritually seeking. And there was a good amount of corruption in the world, and to be told, corruption in the clergy and some who were uneducated. And so there was a thirst and a hunger to know Christ more. And Francis was able to, by the grace of the Holy Spirit, and get in touch with that. You told a little bit of the story of his background, his early searchings in the military. After his failed sort of military experience, he came back. He had a time where he sort of withdrew from the world. He would go into caves and he would pray and really sort of seek, okay, what is life all about? What are you calling me to, Lord? What's your plan for me? And he was really beginning to live what we'd call a penitential life in the countryside outside the walls of Assisi. And he was praying. He was probably coming into contact with the more marginalized folks who lived outside the walls, perhaps the lepers and others. He was caring for them, and again, doing a lot of soul searching. And it was really within that context that the writers who share the experience of the San Damiano Cross and St. Francis's encounters, I love it. They use the words, they say, the Spirit told him to go into this little church. And so the Spirit moved him to go into this church, and it was there that he encountered the crucified Christ in a marvelous way.
And I'm assuming he was surprised to hear God speak to him from that cross. I mean, what was that whole experience like? Do you want to share that?
Sure. Yeah. I think he was very surprised. I mean, we sometimes think of maybe Francis kneeling before this cross very serenely, but I think that it might have been a little bit different. I think he was a little bit desperate. I think he was really asking the Lord, what do you have for me, Lord? What's your plan for me? Everything else has failed and hasn't worked out, and I'm not following in my Father's footsteps. I think there was a certain amount of desperation and a certain amount of longing, and it was within that very human desperation and longing for the Lord that he heard the Lord speaking to him to repair his house. And he took that very seriously and actually very literally. I'm not even sure if Francis knew at that moment the fuller sort of spiritual metaphor of that image. He just began to rebuild the church.
I love it. You know, the cross, the San Damiano cross, I think it dates back to probably, the 12th, the 11th century? I'm not quite sure. But what do we know about that? I mean, it was given to me. It's kind of ornate. It's an icon, really. But it's one of the gifts that we're giving away today at Relevant as we do our winter pledge drive here. And, of course, you know, we're listener-supported Catholic Talk Radio. It's one of the ways that we're able to continue doing what we're doing. But maybe you could describe and explain what is on that cross. I mean, what is the San Damiano cross?
Sure. Yeah, just a little bit of background, too. I think you alluded to it, but, you know, this cross is really it's an iconic cross because of all the various images of the cross. Christ is central, but it's really in the tradition of Eastern iconography. And the tradition of these crosses began in the Eastern Church and were transported probably by Serbian monks to the Umbria district of Italy where Francis lived. And as you said, Drew, it was probably painted in the 11th or 12th century. So it's not particularly native to Italy, per se. So that's a very interesting thing. But it's as you look at this cross, and I'm looking at one as I'm speaking to you right now, it's powerful. Christ is the central figure, but there's many other people involved. You know, you have, first of all, you have Christ who is triumphant. You see the wounds. You see literally blood spurting from his hands and flowing out of his feet and blood running down his arms. And you see his side is pierced. But this is a Christ who is alive. He's coming out of almost what looks like behind his arms and behind his feet a black space. And many people think it's sort of symbolic of coming from the tomb. So this is, you can see that Christ has been crucified, but this is not simply the crucified Christ, but this is the risen Christ. And it's almost like he's coming out at us, at the viewer, you know, in all his strength, yet in all his humanity. Flanking his arms are angels, and you can see by their hands, it's kind of neat, that they're talking, they're discussing this. They're almost like those two disciples on the way to Emmaus, you know, discussing what happened. But these angels are not simply discussing what the Lord who was crucified, but they're discussing the victory of the Lord. You see on Christ's right side under his arm, you see the figures of Mary and John standing at the cross. And then on the other side, you see Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and the Roman centurion, probably the Roman centurion who had the experience of seeing Christ crucified and said, truly, this is the Son of God.
Wow.
At the top, and stop me if I get too much into this because I could just keep going, but at the top we have Christ in glory ascending to the Father, and then there's this very small hand, the hand of the Father at the very top of the cross. So there's sort of this image of Christ not only coming, being crucified, being risen, but ascending to the Father.
Yeah,
many other images that I can continue to mention,
So much. I'll tell you, Father, I have to take a short pause. Stay with me. When we come back, I'm always intrigued and amazed by, you know, Padre Pio, the priest who bore the wounds of Christ and the stigmata. There were great saints like St. Faustina that had the invisible stigmata, but St. Francis of Assisi was the very first to ever bear these wounds, and that experience was quite profound. When we come back, I'd love you to share a little bit about why and maybe how God gave this extraordinary gift to this great saint. My guest today, Father Jonathan St. Andre. I'm going to take a short break. I'll be back with more conversation right after this.
Your daily dose of faith, hope, and charity. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, host for the Family Rosary Across America. Our Relevant Radio Give from the Heart pledge drive is in full swing, and we have a $3 million quarterly need to reach by Friday evening. Have you heard about the two gifts we have today at the Dollar Day level? Today only, our special gifts for you are St. Mother Teresa Relic Medal and a beautiful San Damiano Crucifix. Two thank you gifts for a dollar a day. This beautiful pewter medal of St. Mother Teresa has a third-class relic inserted on the back. You'll treasure this medal for the rest of your life. The San Damiano icon cross was painted to teach the meaning of Christ's saving death and resurrection. Give now and you receive both the St. Mother Teresa Relic Medal and San Damiano Crucifix. But the medal is only available today while the supply lasts. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. If calling is your only option, give us a ring at 877-291-0123. Please give from the heart.
Father said the magic words there, while supplies last, and they are going fast, I'll tell you. Last hour, Drew, we had a big hour. We raised over $62,000 from our generous listeners.
Wow.
Over 200 people stood up last hour and said, count me in. I want to support Relevant Radio financially. I'm making a pledge today. Today's the day I'm going to do it. And they called 877-291-0123, and they're feeling good right now. They're happy they've given from the heart. And we're asking you to do the same thing right now at 877-291-0123. But today's a really special day, Drew, and there's only about 2.5 hours left in the day.
Yeah, Mike, time goes so quickly. It's unbelievable. And look, every minute counts. I just want to put this into perspective for those who are listening. We're listener-supported Catholic Talk Radio. We are more than halfway through our pledge drive. We have a huge goal to reach, and we could really use your help to close that gap right now. And I just want to suggest to you, as you heard Father Jonathan talk about the beauty of St. Francis, and in particular the San Damiano Cross, take advantage of that. Call and ask for that premium, because today and today only, we're coupling that with that beautiful relic of, or that beautiful medal of Mother Teresa. It has a third-class relic in the back of it. But that's yours if you can come in. But whether you give large or small, we need you right now. Best way to do it is by calling 877-291-0123, or maybe even a better way is going online to relevantradio.com or using mobile app, because you get a bonus. You'll get a downloadable MP3 done by Father Kubicki on the beauty and the power of confession. Mike?
It's all yours with that dollar a day pledge at 877-291-0123. I hope if you've donated to Relevant Radio in the past, I hope you were listening about a half hour ago. We got a call from Ronnie in Brooklyn who told his story about how he used to listen to Protestant radio in New York. There was no Catholic radio in the Brooklyn area, and he prayed that one day Catholic radio would have a station in New York. Well, his prayer was answered like days later. He was tuning in on his dial and he heard Relevant Radio. We just entered that market back then. If you donated to Relevant Radio in the past, you were an answer to Ronnie's prayer. You answered his prayer. Somewhere in the country, there's somebody praying for Catholic radio. Answer that prayer. Call 877-291-0123 so we can move into a new market. And it only costs you a dollar a day. You can afford a dollar a day. We'll give you the St. Teresa medal. It's all yours. The San Damiano crucifix is yours as well, today and today only. 877-291-0123. Give from the heart and be an answer to someone's prayer.
And Mike, you'll never know. I mean, in fact, I often say this. If you give now, just listen for the next 2-3 months. You're going to see the fruit we bear, the souls that are impacted, the truth that is preached. Why not be part of that? Call 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
I love that. Maggie's doing a great job on your bumpers and your rejoins. So grateful to have Maggie on the team. So grateful to be able to spend my afternoons with you. And I'm very grateful to have with me today Father Jonathan St. Andrew. And we are, St. Andre, I should say. We're talking a little bit about St. Francis. And, of course, we were talking about that San Damiano cross, which is one of the premiums that we have for you this particular pledge drive. But I'm also so impressed. I was in Greccio, and I was in Assisi just last year, 2 years ago. And I had the great opportunity to walk in the footsteps of St. Francis and really pray and really call upon his intercession. And I think he's such a powerful saint on so many different levels. If you struggle with attachment to the world, this is the guy to turn to. He'll help you detach, right? If you want to see his love for God and seeing God in everything and fellow human beings and in nature, St. Francis is the guy. But he also was a mystic at an untold level. And what I mean by that, during his lifetime, St. Francis tried to conform himself more and more to the crucified Lord. And that's our call too, right? We should be conforming our lives and our actions and our will towards God. That's part of this great journey that we call life. I mean, life is short. One day we'll stand before God and have to account for every second that God has given us. One day Francis was praying alone on Mount Alverno, and he had a vision of a crucifix coming towards him with the way it was described as being a six-winged like seraph, right? Like a seraph almost. And what happened next was quite profound. And to maybe fill you in on that encounter is Father Jonathan. Father, this was, according to my knowledge, my understanding, the very first stigmata ever. I mean, we were talking about, you know, centuries, and no one really, some say maybe St. Paul had a stigmata, but you take a look at all the great saints. Francis had these first visible marks. Share a little bit about how he received the stigmata and what happened on that incredible encounter.
Sure, absolutely, Drew. So Francis was up on this Mount Laverna, as you mentioned, and it's a beautiful place if you're ever able to go there on pilgrimage. And it was around the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, interestingly, September 14th, when Francis was praying. And as you mentioned, he saw this angel-like figure who was crucified, a seraph. And of course, we know seraphs are traditionally understood in Catholic theology as the angels closest to God, who are burning with love for the Lord, who are the ones, like in the prophet Isaiah, who sing, "Holy, holy, holy." And Francis has had this experience that St. Bonaventure describes as twofold. He was flooded with a mixture of joy and sorrow. Joy, because he saw it was a sense of Christ crucified. He saw the Lord, but sorrow for his own sins. As you mentioned, sorrow for his attachment to the world and his failure to be attached to Christ. And we don't know exactly what happened, but we know that when Francis came down that mountain, he was a different man, that he had the wounds of Christ visibly in his hands and in his feet and in his side. And like Christ, they were painful and they hurt and they bled and they were witnessed to and attested to by many friars and many others throughout the remainder of his life. He would die 2 years later after that experience on Mount Laverna.
Father, and I don't know whether this was Padre Pio or whether it was Francis, the wounds that he bore, did it look like there were nails in his hand? Was that Francis or was that Pio?
No, I think that was Francis. Yeah, in the early biographies of him, they actually, one of the biographers describes that you could see it was like a nail coming through the flesh, like the top of the nail. So, you know, as best as we understand his description, that there was really a sense of that.
Yeah, that's so, to me, just absolutely amazing. And what a gift to talk about being united and conformed to the Lord. Couldn't have been more powerful. And of course, you know, we knew the fruit of his great ministry. He even had a profound impact in the Muslim world too, didn't he?
He did. Francis, a couple years prior, would achieve a dream that the Lord had put on his heart to go to the Middle East, to go and to preach to the Sultan, and in the midst of the Crusades, to preach Jesus Christ. And while we don't have evidence that the Sultan converted, we do have evidence that he was extremely touched by that encounter with Francis. And Francis, too, was touched by, without compromising on his faith in Jesus Christ. He saw faith in the people there. He saw seeking in the people there. There's even some evidence that showed that Francis was impressed with some of the Muslim practices of prayer, at how often they would stop during the day to pray. But Francis truly, yeah, so there's this beautiful encounter that he has with the Sultan where he shares his faith. He shares his love for Jesus Christ without any fear.
Well, I love it. Father, I have an amended schedule. Otherwise, you know, I'd love to have you back where we can really talk and unpack the incredible life and legacy of St. Francis, his spirituality, how God has used him, and so much more. But thanks for giving us kind of an insight into who he was. I'm grateful for your work. If people want to get plugged into what you do, how do they do that?
Yeah, www.franciscan.edu. We've got some wonderful, exciting things happening here at the university. Our actual theme of our spiritual life and our current capital campaign is Rebuild My Church. So we'd love to have people partner with us, and we'd love to bless you in whatever way we can.
Well, God bless you, Father. Pray for us, okay? And we'll remember you in ours.
I will, Drew. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. That's Father Jonathan St. Andre. And do say a prayer with him and check him out online as well. Such a pleasure talking to him. It's a little frustrating for me today because the clock is a little bit different than we normally have. I get to spend 3 unbroken hours with you every day, and I kind of love that. We are in the midst of a fun drive. If all these ministries, whether you're a university, whether you're a radio network, whether you're a pro-life apostolate, have needs. It's just the way God ordained it. God could give us everything we need, but he wants us to be faithful. He wants us to trust. Francis had to go. He had to ask. He had to beg. Mother Teresa, who we've been talking a lot about today, did the same thing. And God is a God of providence. He always provides. But he asks us to be his hands, right? And I'm asking you to be the hands of the Lord right now and help us bring Christ to others. Could you call, make a gift, large or small, whatever you can do. Even a small gift makes a difference. Don't think it doesn't matter. It does. And we need you. The number here, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com. Thank you for whatever you can do.
It's been a long week. It's been a busy week, too. You haven't really had a chance to catch your breath. And have you done your act of charity today? Well, here's an invitation for you to call 877-291-0123 and make a pledge to Relevant Radio. It is an act of charity. You are helping others by sharing your faith with others and supporting Catholic Radio. 877-291-0123. Thank you, Connie, listening to us on 970 AM down in Texas. Your dollar a day pledge is really appreciated. Josette, listening in Los Angeles, dollar a day. Stephen in Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey, a dollar a day. And Grace just called from Union City, California, with a dollar a day pledge. And Drew, all those dollar a day pledgers are getting something really special today, aren't they?
Mike, a dollar a day, you'll not only get that San Damiano cross that we've talked about today, but we're going to couple that with, I think, an incredible gift. These are limited, and again, we don't have much time left. So the response has been overwhelming today. It's a beautiful medal of Saint Teresa of Calcutta. And on the back of it is a third-class relic. And I'll tell you what, if you are a caregiver or somebody is giving you care, this is a great gift. If you are struggling with your walk with the Lord, call upon Mother Teresa, who went through the dark night of the soul. Guarantee you she'll intercede. If you want to walk closer with the Lord and be more faithful, why not call right now, make that pledge. You will not only receive the grace that comes with that act of charity that Mother Teresa talked about. She talked about doing small things with great love. And your gift, large or small, it really is an act of love. And we need to hear from you now at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
How much do you pay for your content every month? Netflix, Amazon Prime, Spotify Premium, HBO Max, Disney Plus. Do I need to go on? The list goes on and on and on. Well, they charge you money for their programming, but we don't. Think of the rich array of programming that we offer you. Thoughtful spiritual advice during the inner life to sometimes intense debate and conversation on the most important issues of our lifetime during Drew Mariani's show that you hear every afternoon. It's free. We don't demand payment, but four times a year we do ask. And we know that only a small percentage of our listeners step up and ever offer us even a penny. 877-291-0123. We're asking now. But we're just asking. You can respond. Why not become one of the charitable elite, one of the few who actually listens and supports us financially? 877-291-0123. A dollar a day, that Mother Teresa medal is all yours. And there's only 31 minutes left to go in Drew's show. So make that call now or log on to relevantradio.com. Do it. Give from the heart. You're going to feel really good about it.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Well, I got about 27 minutes left with you. Good afternoon and welcome. Hey, if you're just getting out of work, maybe running an errand or just tuning us on, we are, just to give you a quick reset here, we are in the middle of our Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. We've got great content for you all day today, all day tomorrow. We've been able to present that to you throughout the afternoon. I'll just tell you where we are. We have a goal of about $3 million. That will keep us going, you know, for the next three months or so. But look, we're not at halfway to our goal yet. And it's okay. It kind of makes it exciting. I know tomorrow and Friday are going to be a roller coaster ride, and I hope you'll join us for that. But I could use your help today. If you could somehow maybe say, hey, I love Relevant Radio. Thank you for the good work you do. Thank you for just keep me company. Thanks for bringing truth to the culture. Thanks for the sacrifice you made. This apostle began on its knees with prayer. A man called for Catholic radio, asked God to bring it. And over the past 18, 20 years, it has just been a wild ride. It looked like everything was against it and should never have, never have flown. You know, we were outnumbered, outgunned. Debt was too high. There's no way we should have been able to be on the air. But, you know, St. Teresa, and I often, not St. Teresa, St. Faustina, my girl, right? I love St. Faustina. She says, the greater the work, the greater the storm that rages against it. And that's what's happening here at Relevant Radio. Satan hates, he hates with a seething hatred what Relevant Radio is doing because we're robbing souls from them. We're teaching people the power of prayer like the chaplet and the rosary. Right? Think how many people on their deathbed had those two prayers prayed for them. You know, Faustina would pray that at the deathbed of many, many souls, and the demons would have to flee. And just think of the truth that we are bringing. Look at the lives of the great saints that we're introducing people to. You know, look at the perspective that we're giving on the news and the issues of the day. You know, all through the eyes of our faith. This is a gift for our time. I believe God has raised it up at this particular moment. We need it more than ever. It's my personal opinion. And I want to invite you to be part of our story, be part of our family. Your gift does that. You can say, I help support Relevant Radio. I help to build Relevant Radio. I help to keep Relevant Radio on. And we're going to be there for you for days to come. And we're going to be there for so many other souls. The number to get in is 877-291-0123. You can make a pledge at that number, 877-291-0123. 0123 and make your gift. And trust me, I know you'll be blessed for it. One final thought. I want to share some words of Mother Teresa, because today we're also giving away, and these are very limited, and today's the only day you'll be able to get it. I'm only on the air for 24 more minutes, so if you want to get it, call. It's a medal of Mother Teresa with a relic, a third-class relic of Mother Teresa in the back of it. And I think it's a powerhouse relic. I have a friend who's an exorcist, and he often tells me stories of how they use relics in these exorcisms. One man had struggled with impurity, and when the relic of St. Mary Magdalene was introduced, you couldn't believe the reaction to it. And I know Mother Teresa is a powerful saint as well. Get these sacramentals. Keep them on your person. Give them to your loved ones, all right? 877-291-0123. But I was thinking about something that Mother Teresa had said, and it struck me. You know, Mother Teresa, she just witnessed such profound suffering, right? Such profound poverty. And when she was on that train from Calcutta, she remembered hearing this call from God. This is, I think, 1946, somewhere around there. And the Lord called her to give up all and to follow him, to serve him in the slums of the poorest of the poor. And, you know, she did that. I shared about how she went through 40 years of spiritual dryness, never felt the presence of God, yet was faithful to him. She said something, and I think it's so appropriate to what we're doing here at Relevant Radio. She says, you know, when a poor person dies of hunger, it's not happened because God didn't take care of him or her. Yeah, I've got a brother-in-law who's an atheist. And he's like, oh, then why does God allow, you know, tsunamis? Why does God allow people to die of hunger? Why does God allow, you know, people to have, you know, these? He gives his whole litany of problems, you know. And I love him. He's the most generous man I've ever met. And he is my brother. He's my brother-in-law. And I pray for him. I ask you to pray for him, too. But Mother Teresa said this, and this is, I think of him sometimes. When a person dies of hunger, it's not that God did not take care of him or her. Mother Teresa says it happened because neither you nor I wanted to give that person what he or she needed. And I'm not trying to indict anybody. It struck me, and the reason I share this is because I think of those, like Mother Teresa said, there's a great poverty in the West, greater than the East. And you say, how can you say there's greater poverty than in India, than in the slums of Calcutta? She was referring to the spiritual poverty. We in this country may be the most affluent nation in the world, the most robust economy, but I'll tell you what, we are spiritually starving to death. We have rejected God. We have redefined his laws, redefined marriage, redefined human sexuality. We've embraced all these other ideologies. We worship the false idols today, unfortunately. We are starving to death spiritually. You know this. You see it. Your kids have got to grow up in this world. Their kids have got to endure it. You try to follow the life of Christ, and you see the challenges that surround you, the misguided delusions that so many people have today. What can we do to make a difference? Person doesn't die of hunger because God didn't take care of him. It happened because we weren't there to give that person what they needed. And I think the same thing goes for us spiritually. I really do. We have been given Relevant Radio. We've been given an opportunity right now to bring Christ to the world, to feed those who are spiritually hungry. And if you feel God speaking to you right now, you know this is true, then I invite you today to perform a beautiful work of mercy, to call 877-291-0123 and make a pledge in any dollar amount. If you can come in at a dollar a day, I just want to bring you to that level because I only have now, how much time? Probably about 20 minutes. You can get this medal of Mother Teresa, this great saint who served the poorest of the poor, who God elevated, who raised to the altars, who intercedes in a powerful way from the other side. You can get a third-class relic of this 20th century powerhouse saint. It's yours along with that San Damiano cross, but you got to call right now. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. You know, Mother Teresa also said, Maggie, do I have time to play this piece of audio? I want to share this too. She said one other thing, and this is so indicative of where we are today in the culture, right? She talked about the threat to world peace. And it's not from Vladimir Putin or Xi Jinping or from Kim Jong-il or anybody else. Kim Jong-un. It comes from, it'd be funny if it was from him, right? Abortion has become, she says, the greatest threat to world peace. The fruit of abortion, she said, is nuclear war. It is nuclear war. I remember Mother Teresa, you know, gosh, she was saying, Mother Teresa says, you know, it's by going home and loving our families, right, that we can make peace on earth, you know, that we can transform the world. Take a listen to this clip. She was at the White House prayer breakfast in 1994, speaking to world leaders, but listen to what she had to say.
Where does this love begin? In our own family, in our own home. How does it begin? By praying together. Family that prays together stays together. And if you stay together, you will love one another as God loves each one of you. Today, in the world, there's so much suffering because of that one of prayer, of unity in the family. So today, when we are together, let us make one strong resolution that we will bring prayer in our family, that we will teach our children to pray and pray with them. And you will see the joy and the love and the peace that will come into your hearts. Because the fruit of prayer is the deepening of faith. And the fruit of faith is love. And the fruit of love is service. And the fruit of service is peace. Works of love are works of peace.
I love that. She says, what can you do to promote world peace? Go home and love your family. So simple, right? Go home, love your family. And that's what this is really all about. I've got to take a short pause here. I know you agree. This is one of the great saints of the 20th century, contemporaries with John Paul II. And you take a look at St. Faustina and Maximin and Kolbe and all the greats who lived through some of those dark chapters of the 20th and into the 21st century. Let's call upon their intercession. Today, you have a rare opportunity to get a relic of Saint Mother Teresa. They're very limited. I'm only on the air now for another 17 minutes. So if you want one, you have to call 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. We'll give you the Saint Teresa Medal, and we'll couple that today for Dollar Day with the San Damiano Cross. Two very beautiful gifts. Our way of saying thank you for whatever you can do to help us here at Relevant Radio. And if you need an example as to what we're doing and the fruit we're bearing, just take a listen to this. We like to call these miracle moments.
Your daily dose of faith, hope, and charity. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. I am a born-again Christian. I am 84 years old. I love Jesus. I love the Lord. And I love your show. Because you are so easy to listen to, for one thing. You seem so kind. And so I just called to tell you how much I enjoy your show. And I even told my pastor about your show. And I told him that I thought the Protestants need something like y'all have. I mean, where can you turn the radio on and just have scripture just pouring out and explanation of the scripture pouring out? And I'm just thrilled.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Just 16 minutes left in the hour, and Drew will be heading home for another night, and you won't hear from him again until tomorrow. So let's take advantage of every minute we have by supporting his show and all the shows on Relevant Radio by calling 877-291-0123. Drew, I was just in the call center area just trying to get a feel for things. Last hour, we had 224 people step up, and right now we're at about 170, 171. I think we can break last hour's this number. I think we can. We need about 50 more people to step up and say, I'm supporting Relevant Radio. And at $1 a day, you get a very special, unique item only available today. Just 2 hours left, and these will not be available anymore. So make that call, and you'll get the St. Teresa Medal. It's a beautiful image of her on the front side of the medal. On the back side, a third-class relic of Mother Teresa. And you also get the medal we've been giving, or the item we've been giving away all week, the San Damiano Crucifix, which is yours as well. 877-291-0123. Let's get those calls going.
Yeah, just 15 minutes left to do that in right now, and then I am going to have to sign off. I'd love to see you on Team Drew right now. Could you join me at 877-291-0123, and let's go ahead and push that needle. We're more than halfway through this pledge drive, and that's not good news because we really need to put the pedal to the metal. But I know God's going to provide. I know God's going to bless you. And, you know, if you can give big, please do that. If you can give small, do that. You know, Mother Teresa has so many famous quotes about doing small things with great love. One of the other ones I've always loved that she said is that it's not how much you give, it's how much love you put into giving, right? Could you give a little love right now? Could you do that? We'd appreciate it if you could. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Or use the mobile app. You'll get those free MP3 downloads on Confession by Father Kopicki as well. Please call now.
What a great day we had here today on Relevant Radio. You think about other radio stations. Yeah, it might brighten your day or put a smile on your face, but really it's kind of like a sugary snack. It really doesn't feed you. We feed you. We enrich your spiritual life every day. This morning we talked about World Marriage Day and talked about marriage. Patrick Madrid earlier today shared a personal story about the time he was in the same room as Mother Teresa, and he shared that story. Let's see, Josh, during the inner life, talked with a priest, Father Spencer, about how to get your spouse to heaven. Those are the things we discuss. Those are important subject matters. They're the things that really matter in life. Support Relevant Radio with your tax-deductible pledge now at 877-291-0123. We just need to hear from 36 more people in the next 13 minutes. We can do this. 877-291-0123. Give from the heart now.
Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, a little Huey there, right? A little Huey Lewis to get you going. So good to be with you. I love hanging out with you, man. I wish I could hang out for 6 hours a day. I wish we could have dinner. I wish we could watch the Super Bowl. I wish we could talk and laugh. I love it. I get 3 hours a day with you. I'm coming to the end of that time, and I'm off the air in about 12 minutes. If you can join me in the final 12 minutes, as Mike Kendall was just saying, please do that. Let's really push the needle right now before I sign off. He's looking for about 37 more people. Be one of those 37 generous donors. Will say, all right, we're going to do it. Let's close Wednesday for Drew Strong at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. And just a final thought on this whole Mother Teresa thing. You know, at the end of life, and I often think about this journey because when I hear stories about people who, you know, who are called home through tragedy or accident. I heard a news story the other day of some 15-year-old boy who got shot to death on the streets of Chicago. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. You know, his poor parents, two teenage kids got shot. You don't know how life will end, whether it's a bullet or cancer, or you won't wake up, or a car accident, or when God's going to call us. We've only been given so many minutes, so many seconds. And Mother Teresa, she reflected on this. She knew that. She says, you know, at the end of life, you know, you're not going to be judged by how many diplomas you have, how many letters are at the end of your name, how much money's in your bank account. You know, it's not going to be, you're not going to be remembered for the great that you've done. It might be short term, but not long term. Ultimately, you're going to be judged on the words of Jesus Christ. And what were those words? What was that command he gave us? He said, I was hungry and you gave me to eat. I was naked and you clothed me. I was homeless and you took me in. Do you recognize Christ in those situations? Do you recognize Christ in others? Do you recognize Christ when he invites you to participate in something as noble as Relevant Radio? I really believe this is the work of God. I do. I'm convinced of it. That's why I sit here every day. I'm convinced that this is an apostle God wants today for you, for me, for the world, for the country, for the church. And I think the Lord, when we have these pledge drives, as big a drag as they can be, right? As much as when they come up, I'm thinking, oh, not another pledge drive. I'm sure it's your reaction too. When I start to do them, I realize what a beautiful thing it is to say, hey, can you help feed the hungry spiritually, those who are thirsting for Christ? Can you do that by supporting Relevant Radio? I just think it's a tremendous opportunity we have to grow in holiness and to give back to God a little bit of what he's given to us. So I'm going to invite you right now at 877-291-0123 to join me in just the next 5 minutes. I don't have much time. If you can call and just say, you know what, I agree. This is a gift that God has given us. This is an opportunity to feed the hungry and the thirsty, to perform a work of mercy today. Be the hands of the Lord, right? He's given you everything. All that you have in your pocket, you know, he's given you. He's giving you hands, too, to use it to help bring him to others. So 877-291-0123. And if you can't, look, don't feel guilty. If you can't give, just say a prayer. Just pray for the person that can give, all right? I know God will honor that prayer and he'll multiply it, all right? 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app. Maggie, do you have a favorite Mother Teresa story? What's your relationship with her? What do you think? Because didn't she and Princess Di, didn't they die the same day or same week or
something like that? I do have a special place in my heart for Mother Teresa. One of my best friends back in Nashville, when we lived together, she loved Mother Teresa a lot, and anytime I would see anything about Mother Teresa, I'd share it with her. And I remember this one day coming home from work, and I was like, Annie, you've got to see this. It was a video, maybe like a 5-minute video of an interview of a former Swiss guard. And the video was titled something like "The Time I Cussed in Front of a Saint." And this guy was a Swiss guard, and somehow he got roped into doing dishes with the Missionaries of Charity, and he was getting really frustrated, and he swore and didn't know that Mother Teresa was standing next to him. So I have a little tiny clip from that video. I think you'll enjoy it. Just hold on.
Can't wait.
And I was complaining, I was upset, and I kid you not, at a certain point, I threw a temper tantrum, I threw the pot into this sink. And water came out, got my pants, my underwear, my shoes soaking wet, and I threw a bad words. Without knowing, that next to me, there was a nun. When I saw the nun, and then I looked again, she looked at me, and it was Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa looks at me, I looked at her, and she says, "Wow, you really sound like a sissy." I'm a 6'2", 200 pounds guy, and Mother Teresa called me a sissy.
I love that. I'm a 6'2", 200 pound guy, and she called me a sissy.
She would do that, right?
She was. She was a short little thing, wasn't she? She was a tiny little thing, but what a powerhouse she was. That's classic, Maggie. Thank you. Hey, I got a minute left, and I've got to take another quick break. I just want to say thanks for whatever you do. Thanks for supporting us today. Pledge drives are kind of fun because you make them that way. If you want to get in right now, just a couple moments. Today and today only, we have that Mother Teresa medal that we'll send out to you. And believe it or not, there's a third-class relic in that medal for you. We'll couple that with the San Damiano cross, all for $1 a day. But if you can give in any dollar amount, we would be grateful. Please consider calling right now, 877-291-0123.
Love that story. That is classic. We are remembering and honoring Mother Teresa today with a very unique item. It's only available today and only while supplies last. For everyone who makes a dollar a day pledge today at 877-291-0123, you'll be able to carry her image with you. We have a medal of St. Mother Teresa. On one side is her image. On the other side is a third-class relic of Mother Teresa. Where have you been? We've been offering these all day. say. You're just tuning in now? Well, all right, that's okay. Don't panic. We have an hour and a half left. You can call now at 877-291-0123 and get in on this. It's not too late. 877-291-0123. I've been looking through all these quotes from Mother Teresa. They go on and on and on. She was one of the most quotable people of all time, Drew. But there was one that just stood out to me now. It's, I can do things you cannot. You can do things I cannot. Together, we can do great things. I'd like to think that Relevant Radio is a great thing that we can only do together, Drew, with our listeners. You know, most of our listeners can't speak into a microphone and speak on 200 radio stations across the country and evangelize and to teach. But Father Rocky can. But Father Rocky can't write a check and make a $3 million donation. But you can kick in a dollar a day, and together, collectively, we can meet our need of $3 million. Call now, 877-291-0123, and be a part of a great thing.
Yeah, such a big hour, Mike. So many people saying yes right now to Relevant Radio. It's so inspiring to see that. And we're just so grateful for whatever you can do. Your donations are tax deductible. And I do want to encourage you also to go online to relevantradio.com. It's fast and it's really easy. You can use your mobile app. Father James Kubicki, you'll hear his reflections over the course of the months ahead. Always so insightful, quite profound. He put together an MP3 that you'll get a link to, and you can download it and you can share it with others. On confession. Now, we're knocking on the doors of Lent, and I think one of the things we should strive to, especially during Lent, is to not only grow closer to the Lord in our prayer, but really in our detachment from sin. And confession throws open those doors for you. This will really be an enlightening gift for you. So if you want to get a little added bonus, added thank you, go that way, okay? But right now, you can get in. I only have about 2.5 minutes with you today. So if you want to join me, call now at 877-291-0123.
Have to thank some people. Mary in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, thank you for stepping up at that dollar a day level. We'll send you that St. Teresa medal. Martha in Willingboro, New Jersey, a dollar a day. Thank you. Gabriella stepped it up a notch from Los Angeles. Gabriella made a $500 pledge. Look, if you want to add a little more than a dollar a day, we'll be more than happy to take it. And you too will get the medal of St. Teresa and the San Damiano Crucifix, which is what we're offering all week. We put those two together. They're yours today, but today only. And for the next stool, we're only looking at about 2 hours left, and the day is over. 877-291-0123. And also an update, Drew. We're only 11 people away from breaking last hour's number. We had kind of challenged everybody to step up. So I think we're going to make it. Now only 10 more people. 877-291-0123.
Yeah, donations are tax deductible. It's a great time to give. And we are grateful for whatever you can do. I often say, leave us your intentions because we want to pray for you. If you're just joining us, we are more than halfway through our pledge drive. We only have a day or two left to get to goal. And if you can help today, it's a great time to do it. So join us, 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123. When you call your and make your pledge, you're supporting programs like Morning Air and The Drew Mariani Show and The Inner Life and Cale Clark Show. Cale's going to talk a little bit more about Mother Teresa coming up in just a couple of minutes as he kicks off his show. He has got some great stuff for you that if you have a special place in your heart for Mother Teresa, you're going to love Cale's show this evening. But even more importantly, time is running out. If you do love Mother Teresa and you want that medal, you got to call now, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Drew, thanks for letting me tread on your territory a little again today. It's been fun.
Mike, I look forward to talking with you tomorrow. Thanks for all you do behind the scenes there. That's our Executive Vice President of Programming. Say a prayer for him and thank him, too. That's Mike Kendall. Cale Clark is coming straight up. Timmer will be there. Father will pray the rosary. More Relevant Radio programming straight ahead until tomorrow. May God bless you. Have a great day.